And thank you once again for calling, being here, seeing us online, live here at BecomeSource.com, where we talk about all your wonderful, wonderful experimental lives and everything else you had to do throughout your entire life, which means everything. Conspiracy theories, aliens, anything that you got going on, we know about it. But we know about it because we did it. So, and we got a story of our own to tell if you're curious. Anyway, today with me is Luna9 and L1, and we're going to talk today about, well, relationships 101. And that kind of confuses me, right? Because I'm thinking relationships deals with what, you know, boy girl kind of thing. But no, we're going to go down to the root of relationships, and what does the word relationship mean, and how do we use it esoterically, both esoterically and physically in this world, so that we can continue on. But before I continue, let me say hello to my dear colleagues here. L1, how are you doing?
Doing excellent.
I'm sorry. I said L1, but I meant Luna9. How are you doing?
Oh hi. I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. I'm actually really, really excited to be with you guys today. This is a fantastic topic.
How fantastic is it?
It's fantastic.
And I think it's fantastic, actually, because when people think about relationships, they think about them very, very limited and very segmented to what a relationship really is. So I'm personally really excited to talk about that, because it's going to be about, you know, like relationships between, you know, two couples, and like, you know, fighting divorce, even like adultery and like jealousy. But not just that, it's like relationships with the government, with your job, and, you know, even like esoteric relationships, and even a relationship between yourselves, so your work and stuff like that. I think it's really important. So yeah, you know, it's just kind of like, even like the relationship, you know, when you talk to someone and the kind of relationship that you have with someone, like learning how to work with that so you can learn how to understand each other better. So yeah,
she gets a point. She just started, you know. That's ridiculous. L1, how you doing today?
Doing good.
What do you got to say about today's topic?
Well, you know, like I said, we're going to be exploring the idea of a relationship in terms of relating to others and relating to yourself. So yeah, in living now, people, you know, do come to this column for relationship advice with a significant other, but they also, you know, are curious to explore other aspects of a relationship, like your relationship with your coworkers, even the people you don't like, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with the acquaintances, the person you ride on the bus with every day. So this is relationships in general, and the trends that we're seeing and how you can do to enhance them.
Very good. So my whole point in relationships here is I want to enjoy the fact that I get to talk about, you know, the actual relationship and what that does for people and how that functions and things of that nature. That's more important to me. Also, I think I'm not too sure about the esoteric community, if they understand relationships or not. But before we begin, let me let you in a few secrets.
Yeah.
Secret number one. He said you can actually, guess what, talk to us. You can actually call in and talk to us. You can call 646-716-9512, and you can also hear us at blogtalk.becomesource.com. It takes you to the Blog Talk Radio, and there we are. And you can see all our past shows on your iPhone and Android, whatever you got, tablet device, whatever, mobile device. Also, you know, if you want to watch us live on air like we are today, and you're watching this a little later, just remember we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock. So anyway, if I'm wrong, you can check our schedule at becomeshorse.com. It's all good. So anyway, right there, you can go to live.becomeshorse.com and get to see us. Also, for those people that are having a YouTube channel and stuff like that, or, you know, social media, and you want to make money on your own, what you can do is self-sponsored, self-monetize. We show you how to do that with a wonderful engine. I think it's 200,000 people are already doing it. So you're behind it. You're behind, people, way up. And there's a good money to be made there, so you can do the work that you wanted to do. And I invite all my esoteric friends, life workers and stuff like that, to the challenge. Go ahead, make some money and move on so you can do your life the way you need it to. And you can learn more about the Dynexum program at novismsynergy.com, as you can see there on screen. And if you're listening live, it's novismsynergy.com. It's called the Dynexum program, which just means dynamic economic exchange for social media. Also, you can also go to the YouTube channel. We made it very easy for you. Go to youtube.becomesource.com. Go ahead and subscribe there and get to know us a little bit better, and get to know our background, why we're here, and why we're not here sometimes. I'm always absent-minded. What can I say? Facebook.becomesource.com is the place to go. To go to our Facebook page, it'll take you there very directly. And you know what? You guys are, you can laugh at this, but if you put your money in the bank, you're probably getting like 0.01% a year at new savings, right? So you got to be really, really, really rich to make money back. What if you can spend a few dollars on something you're already spending and get more money back than the bank will give you? Well, now you can do that. You can shop, save, and get cash back at cashback.becomesource.com. Super powered by it. So by our, shop.com. Anyway, and you can also contact us. Don't forget about that. That's muito, muito importante for you people that you can contact us after hours at afterhours@becomesource.com or use the telephone. Text me. I don't care what you do. Whatever you feel comfortable with at 347-868-7338. I hope you enjoyed that real quickly. We got to go back to the meat of the product here today, which is what is a relationship and why are we so confused and what do we really think a relationship is? Because from what I can tell, relationships are just not happening. All right, team. So here we are. Information dissemination according to Mother. Let's get Mother on the line. Mother, are you available at this point in time?
Transmission commencing. Log date 2051208. Transmission titled, Living Now. Relationships 101. Transmission has begun. We are now transmitting to all survivors of the darkness virus. If you are within reach of this broadcast, then we hope that you can decipher the information dissemination we shall provide for you in order so that you can find the way to live life from your terms. Unidentified location systems are now operational. Shields are operational at 100%. Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother. Greetings, L1. Greetings, Luna 9. Greetings, the Novi. Transmission time is limited. You now have a limited supply of time to transmit your discussion and provide humanity the information and tools needed for them to become the source. The following information dissemination is classified above secret and is brought to you by references from multiple timelines and cultures. The humana consciousness singularity has contributed and hence lives in a consciousness of separation. From what I observe, this does not serve the limited consciousness humana and what it intends to ultimately do and ultimately become in relation to the source of all. What can the humana singularities do in order to begin creating the consciousness of unity? Please begin your information dissemination. Mother shall be listening. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
Let's take that a little bit on the serious side, people, even though I like to have a little bit of fun. And so we begin. L1, you want to take the helm on this one real quick. Luna 9, would you please follow on that one? Give me a point of reference here, L, because I'm looking at this my way. I don't even know if okay, am I going to be flagged for half of the things I want to say tonight? I mean, I really don't know.
Oh, I certainly hope not. But I think what we're looking at here is it would appear that, you know, relationships in general, that appears to be what she's talking about, how humans relate to each other, mm-hmm. whether that's on a romantic or non-romantic basis. And based on the trend that we were following, it seems that the trend is now that it's very interest-based. In other words, humans relate to each other out of interest. Now, in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with that because there's no right and wrong here. But the issue is that it's gone so much towards the idea of interest-based, of what someone can get out of it, that it's basically stunting growth. The original, one of, you know, according to TAF resources, the original function of a relationship was to have it so that you can share with somebody and in turn learn from somebody and expand and grow and contribute to their expanding and sharing. So that seems to be the key issue here, is that it's so interest-based. That's all people are stopping at, is just what they can get. So it's almost like they've stopped in the evolution. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean?
Luna, what do you got to follow up with on that?
Well, I think she's totally right. I think in terms of, what it brings to mind to me, you guys, is, you know, like when you think about someone doing the same thing over and over, and it's kind of like, you know, like when you only think about yourself and you don't try to embrace or begin to embrace or practice embracing the possibility of maybe helping others or maybe being in service to others or understanding the other individual. And I know that may sound crazy because it's like, no, I do that all the time.
But you're always sound crazy to me.
But seriously, like sometimes when you're talking to someone and you're just like, and you'll have like that feeling that you don't care about what they're saying, that's being service to yourself. That means you're being interest-based and you're not even listening to the person. And I think when one, like, and that's an example, you guys, like if you open up yourself to at least like listening to it, it's just like opening up a new opportunity of maybe coming
so
to
what,
a
what
bigger
are you,
awareness
what exactly
that
are you
allows
saying,
you.
Though? What well, exactly? Hang on a second. What do you? I got a question because you're saying a lot of stuff all together. We're talking about interest-based relationships, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're discussing that most people are interest-based. What are you saying about that? That it's normal? That it's a problem? What are you saying? Because you're saying that it is, that it isn't.
Well, I know it's a lot of things.
I'm listening.
I think given the kind of like media information and like the information we've been fed, the knowledge that we've had available to us, like on the mainstream, I think it is pretty normal for us, because the information that we have at school to study, and even the everyday function that we have of going to work and then you go home, you have your relationship, and you don't really learn.
So
how to
going to school, is that a relationship? You and the school?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So going at home eating. Is that a relationship with your food?
Yeah.
I think you're going for relationship between people so far.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes, so
okay.
far.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
But I'm also talking about while you're having a relationship with the person, in your mind and like in your subconscious, trains you to have a certain kind of demeanor and intention about things. So if that continues to stay the same in terms of like something very shallow and linear,
it doesn't expand
into an embracing of others that is on a deeper level, then you will be so segmented, and you know it goes back to what L1 was saying.
So you're saying that in your relating to people, you're creating ideas in your head. Those thoughts then create actions that you will later act upon.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So yeah, and that's a good moment of infiltration, isn't it? Because
the
thoughts get into your head, you create associations, and you associate your associations with other previous associations, which almost seems like it's a wonderful opportunity for the darkness virus.
I sensed you're going to bring that up.
Exactly.
But it sounds but it sounds like that would be almost a great opportunity.
It's
to
the best.
That's usually when it happens.
Like if you have the thought, like thought, word, action. If you have the thought, if you don't snap out of the thought, like it'll release chemicals as you begin to think about it, and you'll begin to really feel that thought. And the more you feel it, the more you'll want to act upon it as well. If you don't know how to maneuver around it, or if you have impulsive behaviors. Even subtle impulsive behaviors.
Okay. So, Elle, follow up on that, please.
So, I mean, well, going off of what you were saying about the darkness virus, I mean, you see the effects of it. You know, you see general dissatisfaction in relationships. You know, you see things like fighting in a relationship, divorce, jealousy, possessiveness, the idea that somebody belongs to you or that somebody's obligated to do something for you for the rest of their lives.
Oh, it's El Cuco!
You know, some people would argue, I always feel like I'm presenting the controversial information, but some people would argue that the institution of marriage was technically created strictly out of the interest base of security and obligation, not out of, they call it love. It's like, no, it's you're kind of binding somebody legally.
We peasants that don't make $100 million a year, we all know that a piece of paper does not keep people together.
No.
Your relationship...
It certainly doesn't keep them happy.
No, but why then do you pursue it so much?
Some people believe so much that that's going to almost make things official.
Okay, so...
And that also means it's just like, you know, when you marry a person, like, the fantasy ideal is, you know, that you'll be in love. You'll be with the love of your life forever. You'll never be alone, and you'll never be lacking in that, like, emotional support, that stability, and you'll also have that comfort in your life that if you feel bad, you'll always have that, like, best friend that, like, is there, be like, honey, it's okay, and give you that hug that you really need, and, like, help you build your life and stuff like that. And, you know, the reason I was saying, you know, like, sometimes people are really unhappy is because, like I was saying earlier, if you don't grow into other, you know, levels of awareness within those relationships with people around you, like, you'll start having things like jealousy and stuff like that. And jealousy is like the first one, and it's kind of like when you don't have enough understanding and like more of like an unconditional love rather than like a chemical love or like a self-interested love, then you'll go crazy with jealousy sometimes. And even if it's something like very small and very minimal, you know, it's like you'll never be able to have that complete like inner peace.
Okay.
You know?
So, Elle, what do you got? Because Luna's definitely going to go on the relationship side, I can tell right
it's,
now.
It's and so
inner
easy.
Peace and stuff. But we're, what are you concerned with relationships and it being interest-based, so to speak? Because
well,
I can see how both tie in, but what do you got?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, we're looking at a general dissatisfaction. You know, people will say, for example, in the United States alone, people will argue that there's more divorces out there than there are marriages, or there's just as many
divorces.
But
don't you think the divorces come from, like, a lack of cooperation between two people?
Yeah.
Essentially, yes, but here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with the institution of marriage in and of itself. It's more of the... It's almost the lack of understanding between both parties.
And the expectation of marriage.
Of what they feel is supposed to be their experience. Like, for example, if you go into a relationship purely on interest, there is going to be a stagnation. But the thing is, people change every single moment. And
okay.
The thing is, therefore, if you're expecting to stay in that stagnant area, which usually both people are, it's never, you know, people say, oh, it's one over the other. No, usually it's both. They had some kind of expectation, a stag. They wanted to stay in stagnation. And usually this ends up in frustration, which does bring up into things like jealousy.
So, Luna, you said something about the expectation. What is the expectation of it all? What are you going with? I'm acting like a mediator because I'm sort of waiting for... I don't know. I know what I'm waiting for, but Luna, your expectation thing. Why are you screaming out expectation for?
Well,
the expectation of it all. Oh my God! What's going on with that?
Because when we're talking
why so vividly animated with that?
Well, when L1 mentioned marriage, she mentioned that marriage itself is not the thing that makes all this go crazy, right?
Yeah, and this is not a secret. Go ahead.
Right. So, but people think it's like, oh, marriage is the end of everything. You know, some people believe that. It's just
well,
like,
don't
when
you think
married,
that? But don't you think that like a lot of the marriage stuff comes from the legal system, but also it comes from the education you receive in religion institutions to get married,
as well as social media and like your elders.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff
the social
like
media
that.
Didn't make marriage. It was more the religious factor that
I know,
made the marriage.
But it's also the expression of people. You know, like, yes, religion teaches you that, and that's how people learn. And once people learn and they experience it themselves, they talk about it.
Okay,
and then
so,
they become
so
stories.
Here's why I'm having a problem with this.
So, and I haven't explained my expectation thing yet.
Well, explain it then.
Okay. So the reason why I said, you know, like, one thing is the expectation is people expect so much out of marriage, and like they expect things to be so perfect, and that's based on their own mindset, based on how they believe life should be lived. So, you know, even if you're buddy buddies with like your husband or your wife and stuff like that, and we're just talking about marriage right now, you know, like even if you're like buddy buddy with them, you know, you're gonna have some difficulties sometimes. And you know, I think a lot of that has to do with expectation, like, you should do this, and you should do that, well, you should be willing to do this, and stuff like that, and even, like, the way people should act. Like, if a woman is mad, and she's just, like, you know, like, looking
okay,
at her
so,
husband all
here,
mad, and, like, she, like, in her mind, like, expects, and, like, she's supposed to know
Luna,
what to do to make everything better, and
Luna,
he doesn't
calm
know.
Down, calm down, I know you're passionate about it, calm down. Look, you are continuously badgering the emotional sense of these expectations and things. And I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that's the effect.
Yes.
Right? And but
that's how people understand it.
Well, that's fine. Well, people need to, you know, grow up and you know, get a job.
Of course.
So here's the deal.
You do
though.
Have to start somewhere. Though.
Here's the deal. So I understand that you got symptoms, but symptoms are like stage number 6.
True.
Right? The reason or the intention you got together with someone, that is might be like stage 3 or something, stage 2, stage 3. So I get what you got. What you got is the visibility of what happens because of these expectations not being met. But who put them there? You want to say social media, and I'm saying no.
Now I see what you're saying. You're not talking.
Let me finish, woman. Let me finish. You say social media. You've mentioned those things. Okay, but they got it from somewhere else, and they got it from somewhere else, and they got it from somewhere else. And I think that I like marriage, first of all, because it's a contract between two people that's written, and it's loosely put together. Hey, you take her. Hey, you take her kiss. Yeah, okay, whatever. Now, the divorce, the divorce is a big problem. Mm-hmm. Who's going to split up what? Whatever. So you got these prenuptial agreements or whatever that you should have anyway. Some people say no, and I agree with you. It should be no, but I say yes. I say it should be no, but it must be yes. Because the fact that when you get divorced, you need to know what to expect already. And you can't go into a relationship. When you go into your first relationship like that, is that way, but you didn't realize why your expectations are not being met. This is why I ask you about expectations.
I see what you're saying.
You don't realize why your expectations are being met. Your expectations are not being met because you went in there with an interest, a preconceived notion of what a human relationship is supposed to be like. Now, in the ESO world, it's not like that. In the ESO world, you're technically married to everybody. Doesn't mean you can have sex with everybody. Hey, give me a close-up.
It doesn't mean close that up. It doesn't
does
mean
not
like
mean,
a legal marriage
does
either.
Not mean that you can have sex with everybody. No. You can have sex with everybody if it's consensual and it's okay. Because you're grown up, and it's not about being grown up. It's about being an entity on the planet.
It's more like a communal understanding
of harmony
and unity between that community.
Exactly.
And you know, something that hit me, like you were talking about, you're like, it's not social media, or like, it's like, those are the effects. It's like, you need to find, like, the core, like, the root cause of this thing. And it always comes back to being
so
esoteric,
where is the problem with the darkness virus here, I think? Because
yes.
We got to, you know, we only have a little bit of transmission time.
Right.
Elle, if you need to interrupt, please do.
Mm-hmm.
If the darkness virus infiltrates, and you have expectations that are not being met, and your associated patterns inside your brain are expecting something, the brain is then going to revolt and look at other associative patterns that say, hey, I deserve this. And in the ESO world, you deserve nothing.
You're going to go back into the illusion of values.
Let me finish with this. Yeah,
behaviors.
You're right. But you deserve nothing. And that's a good thing. When you deserve nothing.
The idea of owing nothing and you owing nothing to anybody.
Means that you have everything.
Well, you know, I that was my punchline. I wanted that point. Thank you. So the thing is, the idea of owing nothing and deserving nothing means you did nothing to get it, therefore it's all yours anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it from the esoteric point of view, the ESO, the old world, okay, then you can see that a relationship could have been more of the heart than it is of the pocketbook or the stamina. Now, if you step aside from human relationships, because you guys are clobbering that thing, what about like your cellular structure that holds your body together that relationship?
That relationship is so important. Like,
not important. How does it work?
Does
it work
in
the
terms
same way?
I think in terms of like, I wouldn't say it would be based on like expectation or things like that, but it's just like, it's more of like the intention that you live with. That's the kind of like message that you're going to be having. Like, it's like the intention that you live your life with. It's like also how your cells are going to react to you. So let's say if you have like a very positive loving energy about you, then that intention speaks to your cells and it tells them, you know, alive, rejuvenating, and all of these things. So then it's going to be very fruitful for you in your body, which will allow like your mind to work better, you know, out of effect and things like that.
Okay.
So, you know,
relationships on cells.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, I would say
from your understanding.
From the understanding, it's a little bit different. It's almost like a different system and a different construct system. The cells themselves are bonded to a system like a group consciousness, and so they relate to each other by mass consciousness. That's why a bunch of cells can stay together in your body without one of them deciding we're going to leave. They don't have the capabilities of thinking that they want to be independent because they function from the set of a group consciousness, a unification consciousness.
Would you consider it a function more than a free consciousness?
A function, yes. That's more of a functional group consciousness.
I think that also would have to deal based on the structure of Terra Terra, because within the structure of Terra Terra, one needs a vessel or a body to be able to experience things.
Okay,
so
but you're going a little bit different with the whole need, and if you say that at this point of the game, people are going to turn around and they're going to say...
It's the formula for living an experience here. The formula would be, you know, the molecules are in a slow enough frequency to the where they can stay in a community, let's say, and come into tangible form. So you can have this body that can house, let's say, the soul and the energy.
So we're supposed, as humana limited singularities, we're supposed to be cells of the universe, or at least cells of the planet, on top of the planet. And we're acting more like a virus than anything else. And even a virus sticks together and doesn't kill its own kind. So what's going on then is that I think that because we have the ability to step outside of functions, and we are trainable, let's say it that way, because, you know, our neocortex can actually learn, you know, learn more functions and perspectives and associations and belief systems. I think that that contributes to the expectation that Luna was saying earlier, and then that creates the disharmony in our relationship between SO life and the humana experience. I think that what you guys are saying is, you know, it's interest-based, but think about I was going to go back to the cellular life, life form. Isn't it interest-based that it defends itself on a constant basis? L?
I would say...
And I know you said this wasn't a bad thing, but I'm going to hit you with that one.
So you're saying, like, is it...
It's interest-based, isn't it? Or not? I mean...
Technically speaking, if it's based on a function, yes. I mean, if you have cells fighting in your body to stave off an infection, then yes, that is the function of interest. Their interest being that they want to stay alive and
they
want to keep
the body. They don't want the infiltrator to come in.
Exactly. Now, in this case, I would say that this type of interest is not... This is why we say interest based is not necessarily bad in itself. At one point in our existence, and even maybe in a lot of points in people's lives, it's okay to be interest-based at first. Mm-hmm. It's more of, it depends on your function. Now, in this case, those poor little cells, they can't be anything else other than interest-based, so leave them alone. But the
They're entities, too. I mean, they're life forms that have a... You know, an experience outside.
Well, maybe then that explains spontaneous combustion, because one cell said, let's be independent.
What do you got, Luna?
I think the difference, though, no, you're fine. I think the difference, though, is like in terms of like being interest based in terms of cell functions and human functions, like a person and like the identity. I think the difference is like the self interest is based on like how the brain works and like the mind and how it grabs things and like distorts it. And I think that's a little different because, yes, cells, you know, are also fear-based in a way that, you know, they will fight off something like a virus if it's attacking the body. But, like, in terms of, you know, a human, like, sometimes, like, people will make assumptions based on something. You know, it's, like, based on a focal point. And I think that in the end, it's based of, like, fear-based thought processes that really make people also become... self-interested, you know, because of the illusion of value and the illusion of lack.
Well, I think that what we're discussing here, number one, it sounds to me like a ratio. And if I go to the BOK and I look at formulaics, I would find ratios all over the place. And it gets really confusing once you're reading the BOK and you got all these relationships and unities within formulas of existence and thought patterns and stuff. Those are relationships too. For example, in the law of attraction, we learned that if you want something, say I want a brand new car next week or something, or next year, let's make it more realistic. Next year, I want to have a brand new car. That's one thought pattern. That thought pattern, then you see yourself in a, you know, you activate the law of attraction and stuff like that. But then I also introduce another idea that I can't pay for it. And we've used this example before in live conversations. So then what happens is that you are there introducing another component into that formulaic for the law of attraction, and you're creating a relationship between I can't have it I can't have it because it's beyond my ability, and I want it, and I'm experiencing having it. So now the child of that, the experience is you get your car and the next day you lose it because, you know, you can't pay for it. You see what I'm getting at?
Yes.
So I think that there's ratio components here, and that these ratio components are ultimately where the infiltration of, you know, darkness virus can actually occur, and it makes a limited humana singularity not really activate or live within its own consciousness so that it can live a better, more fruitful life. And I think that if the consciousness was correct and the ratios were understood, that the humana, the limited humana singularity can have a relationship one-on-one and then accept that that person does not belong to you, that person is not yours. That person chose to experience something with you for as long as that person chooses. That means that you have to be part of the law of attraction. You got to sit there and be attractive to the other person so that person can continue wanting to be with you because it's their own free choice to be there.
You know, me and L1 were actually, we were talking about marriage.
Wait, what's that? What about the comment? Yes, no,
yes.
Indifferent?
No, I totally agree with you.
L1, agree, disagree? What are you over there doing? Reading? What do you got?
I would say I would agree with that. You know,
is it good?
No, I would say, yes, of course it's good.
And I still have something to say.
I do agree with the fact that, you know, technically speaking, if you want to keep a certain relationship in your life, you do have to be attractive.
You got to be part of the law of attraction
correct.
At that point.
That's what they mean by being attractive. It doesn't mean, doing something to your body or your clothes or your personality.
Yeah, no. I'm already cute.
It almost means becoming attractive.
You have to be that sweet, loving, joyous person.
No, you don't.
It depends on the relationship you want.
I'm trying to give like a generic, specific thing because some people don't
want that. Are you
going
to go back to generic? I mean,
because then you're just like, oh, you're just going to give this, you're just going to give that. And that's one specific thing.
Grow up, people.
Based on like what?
Gonna
some
die anyway.
Like.
Grow up. It's about time.
Anyway, I was saying something based on what the Novi said on his comment, which we all agree with. It reminded me of something that me and L1 were talking about the other day. And it was actually about marriage. And it wasn't about us getting married, you guys. So it's not about that. But it was
you
actually,
and L1 getting married? I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you'd be
there
the first.
There you go, spreading rumors.
So, yeah, no kidding. Anyway, we were actually talking about this book. And it was called Conversations with God. And it was actually talking about, you know, like marriage and like how people took marriage. Do you want to fill them in a little bit on that, L1?
Well, in terms of, I would say, the book itself, they were saying that, you know, pretty much what the Novi was saying about marriage, it was supposed to be about that, you know, you would attract an individual in your life that you use, and you see the relationship as an opportunity, not as an obligation or as a way to get what you want. They were even going so far as to say in some highly advanced societies, the institution of marriage does not exist because the people don't consider themselves having to put each other under an obligation, but yet there's more people who would spend lifetimes together in highly advanced societies than here, which is funny.
And you said something about like, you know, like some people wanting to, they chose to be, you know, experience, you know, that time together. So even in like, as they moved on to like different life forms, they went together or like they followed each other or they chose to not follow along. You mentioned something else about it. I can't remember. It was something about, you said like they were like, these two people that like got married and in their vows they said something that was a little bit more ahead of its time.
Oh yes, it was actually a coworker of mine who told me that she was offended by a wedding she went to, and I said why?
I thought it was beautiful when I heard it. I was like, oh my god, that's really nice. And people apparently got offended.
And
I can see why.
The vows were something along the lines of, "I will stay with you as long as I choose." And
or like for now
or something like as long as I choose or for now, and that offended her because she said her opinion was, if they're getting married, there is no for now, there is no if I choose, it's for the rest of my life, period.
Oh.
So she was very offended by that, and she felt as if this particular couple was actually disrespecting each other. And I said, I think they're actually holding each other in a much higher regard than you think.
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, like some people get married and then they like start slacking and becoming really comfortable in a way that's just like unappealing, and that's how people like fizzle out, you know. And it's just like, I'll
be
with you for now.
Is that an esoteric term?
So it's just
fizzle out.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So it's just like, if you're like there with each other for now, it's just like you're always there at that moment with that person. It's like you become comfortable and go into this
in
like
the SO life,
zone.
There is only the now, anyway.
That's true.
Your mother is accepting of your information dissemination. The question has been asked. Why are relationships between humanist singularities limited to interest and power over one another?
Okay. Looks like we're going on to the root cause.
That's, I guess maybe, but let's go. The issues here are what?
Fear-based
relationships
and fighting? Fighting. Well, here's what the trend of relationships now is, it's mostly interest-based. People have not moved past interest-based now.
Man, over how many thousands of years? You people are behind that.
And because there's interest-based, there's disharmony. And because there's disharmony, there's arguing and fighting, which comes into jealousy because people are tired of being around each other. They go do other things or hang out with other people. And people get pissed off, you know? It's like disregard.
We know what strings to pull on Luna 9 over there.
Huh?
So these things, L and Luna, they create what then? They are the basis for fear? Am I right?
I think so. Fear and separation.
L, did you need to say something else there? You got cut off.
Oh, well, I was going to say that I mean, as far as like what the root cause is, you know, people, I think that the root cause is people.
I don't think we're in the root cause right now.
Are we
we're
solutions?
In solutions right
now. Oh, okay.
But before we run into solutions, our limited window is going away soon. Got about 10 minutes.
Ooh, okay, never mind. Well, then.
Hang on. So the fear-based responses are fear, divorce, adultery, and jealousy.
Even killing.
Even killing, obviously. And those are the kind of things that occur when humans are just not understanding what a relationship between each other is, and no less the whole God thing where they're trying to say God is whatever, and he can't be anything other than that. Like, God doesn't have a will of his own. Hmm. It's really weird how people build relationships based on interest. What you need, I need, I need, I need, you must be. So I think that's one of the bigger issues that occur in creating this relationship, to come from perspectives also that we create, belief systems that we create, and so we kind of get lost in the shuffle.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Is that how it is? I'm going to run through your slides real quick here. I'm going to just do, so yeah, we're on root cause. You're right about that. So,
But you said we have 10 minutes left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mother is accepting of your information dissemination. The question has been asked. What can the limited humanist singularities do in order to create relationships that are based on expansion and growth?
Well, there we are. She wants us to go to root cause and solutions quickly.
Okay. Well, I think the Nova, you actually brushed upon it earlier when you said nobody owes you anything. That's one of the keys there is, first of all, realize that nobody owes you anything. You don't own anybody, and nobody owns you. You're not obligated to anybody, and nobody's obligated to you. Now, that may sound almost very lonely and very isolating, but the truth of the matter is, it's actually one of the most beneficial things you can hear, because
and liberating.
This means that you actually have a choice now as to how you want to see your relationship, rather than asking what can I get out of it. Maybe change your mindset to what do I choose to become and give in relation to this. And some people say
you're turning an interest-based situation into a giving relationship.
Well, here's the thing I was about to say. Some people say that even the idea of giving is technically still interest-based. It's more like, what do I choose to become in relation to this? Has no giving, no obligation, no taking. That's probably a better mindset.
Yeah, Novi, because if you give, sometimes you might have the intention of getting something back in return. Or
Luna,
having,
did you just say, yeah, Novi, like, I make the rules of the universe?
No, I was just...
What was that about?
It was just interaction.
I'm just here. I didn't even want to share my information with humans.
Aww. Aww. Well, you know, something I also think is a solution, by the way...
You're cute, by the way.
Is, thank you. Is, you know...
Very adorable.
Thank you. So...
I'm glad you're on the show.
I know what you're doing.
You make my day so much brighter.
He's so nice, you guys. Anyway, so one of the solutions is, you know, and it worked out for me, is, you know, lose your fear of losing someone. They're not your property. They don't owe you anything. So this was really hard for me to understand at first. And
so this is part of changing.
Hey,
no, wait a minute. So this is part of changing your mindset, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You need to categorize it. So
well, it's part of changing your mindset and be able. First, it's like you have to hear the fact that, you know, you have to lose your fear of losing someone. So it's like once you hear that, it's gonna have conflict with the way you currently feel now. Like even if, you know, even if it's not even like your boyfriend or your girlfriend, but even like your friends, or like losing something, or fear of, you know, like if you are nice about something, or if you act a certain way, or are more embracing of something, maybe you'll like lose what you used to have because you used to act differently, you know. And it's just like sometimes the ego and the brain has a hard time letting go of the associations and the effects that those associations created. So.
Morning. Shields at 10%.
So yeah, I think changing your mindset, you know, same thing, choosing to become something more unified and in harmony with other things.
Okay, and that's a little hard for most humans, I think, to do on their own, because when you
it
go back...
It took me a long time, and honestly, you guys,
how long? Really quickly, because we don't have a lot of time for stories. How long did it take you?
It's been 2.5 years.
2.5 years. You're still working on it?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
It's
okay.
A constant thing.
And all right.
But the thing is, as you practice, it gets better to where it just becomes that, you know? And it's just like, seriously, you guys, like slowly but surely, like you become that understanding in a way. And it just doesn't faze you anymore. And it's okay. It's not even bad anymore.
No.
It's actually, it becomes something very beautiful to you.
All right, Elle, what do you got?
So, I mean, yeah.
Changing your mindset. What's going on with that? What are you going to do?
Well, I would say, you know, this is worth repeating, but rather than
that was
having
really good.
In a relationship, rather than having a mindset of what can I get out of it, have a mindset of what do I choose to become in
what
relationship.
What do I choose to experience? Yeah.
What do I choose now? What do I choose to experience?
Right.
This is a little tricky because people think that relationships just happen to them. That's reactive living, and that's a whole different living now.
Yeah.
We have a few episodes on that one, so that's a different segment. But no, it's what do I choose to create out of
this? So we only have a few seconds left.
Like,
let's wrap it up. No more stories, Luna. Wrap it up. Come on. What is it that we're saying, and what is the relationship? Recap. L1, start there.
So basically,
you're a
next time, look into your current relationships now. What is it that you're choosing to become in relation to it? You'd be surprised that most of your relationships that you're in now are strictly reactive. It's time to take a fresh look at it. Some people are happy when they take a look at their current relationship and they're satisfied. Other people realize they want to maybe expand it. It's up to you, but awareness is the big key here. Awareness.
Awareness. Okay, Luna?
Yes?
1 minute. What do you got?
In terms of the summary of things?
Yep. Summarize it. Beginning to end, the problem and the solution. Go!
I think at the end, whether it's a relationship with a person or a relationship with more of a concept or a place, I think in the end, you know, it comes back to taking the time to understand the environment before you are reactive to it based on what you know. And, you know, also give yourself the time to process things enough to where maybe you find an answer that's not so self-interest.
Okay.
So self-interested. I know that sometimes when you're impulsive, it's like based on what you want, the first things that you want. And once you think about things more, it's just like, oh, I should have done this, or I should have said that. You know, so, you know, just take your time a little bit. You know, think things through a little bit more.
And what I have to offer is a little bit on technical side, because that's just me. I think that there's some issues that we've grown up with, some ideas that helped us along the way because mom and dad didn't really know what they were doing. Then no one really knows what they're doing. You're reading books that mom and dad read from someone else's mom and dad who really didn't have the blueprint on life. So when you deal with the esoteric side of living, you start learning that the universe is a flowing mechanism of experiences for, you know, you and I who have fleshy little bodies and our dear alien friends too. But we have a neocortex, we have a brain, we have a function. We can use that to help guide us and steer us in the direction that we want to go with our relationships if your partner is willing to try it out. If he's not, because he's living another controversy within his own mind of what he thinks is right or wrong, then dump him, go get somebody else, start fresh. It's a relationship, people. It is not something that you're going to take into the afterlife. Maybe not, depending on where you come from. So I would tend to think that relationships are based on all kinds of situations and all kinds of things. I cannot base my relationship on a cellular life form with my girlfriend, if I had one, or mother. Yeah, there you go, mother. She's my girlfriend. But the idea is that you cannot base a cellular life form on that, because that's an interest-based life form that'll kill anything that comes around. And isn't that how some people act? Oh my God, you can't talk to my girl because she's mine. I shall kill you, you T-cell, and kill the membrane and your DNA and stuff. That's not right. We need to be more elevated and realize that we have the choice to enact a free will and a free consciousness and be part of a collective rather than a singularity. And when we look at things in a more ample and the bigger sense, it makes more sense. So stop acting like a cell.
And don't isolate yourself so much either, you know?
Don't isolate. What do you mean?
Like you said, you know, like sometimes it's like people don't have trust with people. It's like, oh, you know, that's my girlfriend. You can't talk to my girlfriend. So it's just like, if she was allowed to talk to someone else, you know, it's like maybe she liked the other guy better. So she's like, I don't want to be with you anymore. I want to be with him. So it's just like, you're still at like a relationship with one person. And I'm not saying like romantic relationship, but it's just like, why can't she still be friends with both of them? Why does it have to be so romantic? It's just like,
you know,
she keeps
isolating
herself with
yeah.
like from this cube to this cube to this cube. And I'm like, you don't have to isolate yourself.
You talk to a guy and that's not right. You know what I think? If so-and-so wants to leave you because of XYZ reason, let her go. That's her experience. Go have your own experience. In other words, let's put this in human terms. If you want to go, I'm going to save so much more money and so much more time and effort and stress and frustration. Yeah. Just go already. Don't even cheat. If we agree that cheating is a bad thing, don't even cheat. Just let me know. Hey, well, you know what we'd like to go with? Just leave. I'm okay with that. Leave. That'll save me money. Elle, what do you got to say?
I would say probably the best way to do that, and I think that's harder for people to do, but I think that'll probably save you more stress, probably be better on your health, on everybody's health, by the way, and probably be better on your emotional resources than you really think, than trying to fight it or trying to even feel like you were wronged if that person did indeed cheat on you.
Get out. El Cuco get into your head and create stories or perspectives that don't belong there. Find out the facts. Figure it out. But before you find out the facts, you need to know how you want to live your life. Which direction are you taking? And I know you're confused because no one gave you the handbook like they gave me.
And don't be afraid to expand your mindset and, you know, your understanding of things. Don't be afraid.
Luna 9, you're so kind on this subject. It's incredible. And that's the voice of No, Luna Knight, thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to have you here. I hope that all the information on TAF that you're studying guides you well. I'm glad you're part of the team, and I look forward. L1, thank you so much for being also on the show, and you're like professor. You can figure things out. I know you're a little bit of a hybrid. You like your humans, and that's okay. I can live with that. And thanks to Mother as well, that she's out there and always guiding us. Peace out, people. We love you very much. Catch our show. Also, subscribe. You know, buy from our become what was it? shop.becomethesource.com. Save some money and help us out. Also, you'll be the biggest hero if you start going to our shop.com. And let me see if I can find that for you up here somewhere. Yeah, here you go. You can go get some cash back there. Hey, so I'm over here. It says shop, save, and get cash back at cashback.becomesource.com. All right, guys.
Get cash back for the things you're already buying, you guys. It's holiday season.
What about the clowns we work with,
happen.
Right?
Save money, get the best deals.
Yep, and until next time, we'll see you. Also, go to becomesource.com. We have a brand new website. We're going to put your favorite shows up there with extra information about these kind of conversations. Also, go to ncc6.com. Put your questions up there, and we'll get to them. Otherwise, peace out. I love you very much. And, hey, may the force be with you. May the source be with you.
The source.